Good morning, folks. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Shore Community Church. I'm Jamie, I'm one of the ministers here. It's really great to see you this morning for one of our family services. So the format's going to be a little bit different than it normally is. We're going to have some fun. All the ages are in together this morning. So normally kids would go out to kids' church and youth church and that sort of thing. But everyone's in together today. Hopefully we're going to have some fun, do some interesting stuff, because we've got Holiday Club also starting this week. So some of today is going to be tying in with the themes of that. There is some colouring down the front to do if you've got young kids, or if you just like colouring yourself. If you want to come down and do some colouring, that's down the front here. And I'm going to hand over to Dave, and shortly we will begin our worship.
Lovely.
Once Paul has tuned up.
Yes.
Good morning, church.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. The sun is shining.
Oh, it's good. How's everyone? Is everyone good? Fantastic. Okay. Good morning to everyone online. We're going to start our service now. So if you are able to, please stand and join me in worship this morning. You know, we're just going to have a bit of fun. Going to open up our hearts, open up our minds, and let's just lift up these words which we're going to be singing. These songs we're going to be singing, they're love songs, aren't they? So let's just lift up these love songs to the Lord this morning. You know, songs of praise, songs of worship, they're words. They're our way of communicating and connecting with the Lord this morning. So let's just do that. And let's just do it with joy in our hearts and fun. And just, yeah, it's great to worship, great to be with each other, spend time of fellowship and worship. So let's just lift up these words today. Lion.
On the clouds, King of kings will bow down, and every chain will break, his broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. The gate, make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? For church, our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Stop the Lord Almighty. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord?
Who can stop the Lord?
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord?
Yes, Lord, we gather here this morning to bow before you, to acknowledge your greatness and your power, but also your mercy and your never-ending grace. Lord, we thank you that your love always wins. So, Lord, this morning, in this celebratory service, may we celebrate who you are to each and every one of us, and who you are to us as a community, as the Shore community. And Lord, for those of us here this morning that might not feel in such a great place, Lord, please get alongside those people. May they tangibly feel your presence, and may people within this community gather around them and support them too. That we can feel able to worship in the way that we need to worship you, in a way that we need to express our love and our thankfulness to you. So, Lord, minister to us in this time, over the prayer, over the songs, over the fun, over the talks. May we hear you throughout it all. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Shore community. I'm the other minister here. I'm Nick. It's great to have you guys here in this space this morning, and you guys online as well. So you might notice that things look a little bit different this morning. That's because of two things. The first of those is that we are having a family service this morning, a bit of a celebration welcoming in the summer holidays. It's coined as Get the Summer Started. We've got lots of things going on. So with this family service, it will be a little bit shorter. There's going to be a few different things happening. You might notice some strange looking stuff at the front. We're going to be enjoying that later on in the service. And then also at the end of the service, some of you might have already seen, some of you might have been sneaking in already and getting your purchases before the crowd after the service, but there is a summer fair taking place in the church cafe where people have brought different things, some things that they've made and prepared. There's cakes, but then also there's books as well that people are willing to hand on to others, and basically donations for these different things. Some of them will have prices on, some of them will just be suggested donations, and all of the funds for these things are going towards the work of the Haven, the wellbeing initiative at the church. So a really brilliant initiative, and the funds from that will be going towards that. So please do check it out after the service, give in whatever way you can, and enjoy whatever your purchase is. Going to start dancing in a minute. That would not end well. Quickly moving on. So another few notices. So we've got the prayer meeting tomorrow evening. So that is over Zoom. That's 7:45 kickoff on Zoom. And that's just that real opportunity to pray into things going on into the church, and really to be praying into the holiday club in particular, which is going to be taking place from Tuesday
through to Friday. So it'd be great to have as many people as possible joining that prayer meeting, really, really praying into that holiday club for the kids that will be coming along, that they will be really, really met by God in whatever way that looks in that week. And then it's also just a reminder about the holiday club itself. So that's Tuesday to Friday, 10 till 12, and then a barbecue on the Friday evening too. If you know of any kids that might be interested, it's for primary school kids. So kids who have been in primary school this year already, whether that's reception up to year six. But please, please do let people know. There's just about enough time if we have some last minute sign-ups for that. It would be great. So please don't feel it's too late to sign up your kids or anyone else's kids, as long as the parents know about that. That would be that would be ideal, really. But yeah, please do. There's details in our email that we sent out about that. But if you need any more details about it, do come and ask us. We've got leaflets that we can hand out about that as well, in how to sign up. Just a reminder again, we mentioned last Sunday, and it was mentioned in the update email as well. Stuart at the back, give us a wave, Stuart, who's Carla today. Doesn't he look like a great Carla? Wonderfully stepping in while Carla has some very earned leave. Stuart is offering some PAT testing. So he did it last Tuesday in the cafe, and he's offering it again this Tuesday. So if anyone has any electrical items where they want to get those PAT tested, Stuart is offering to do that with his PAT testing machine, whatever it is. And so that is 1 till 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. If you have any electrical equipment you'd like to bring in for that, and then a donation towards the Haven for that. Also, Roger Everitts, just over there, Everitts, he's also offering to fix any, or attempt to fix any electrical or electronic items. Those are his words. I'm not trying to say that he won't do a good job of that. I'm sure he will. But just any items that are broken and you're wondering how you get that fixed, please do go to Richard? Oh, I'm getting my names all over the place. Roger about that. And once again, this is funds for the Haven. So if you have any electrical item, and then to offer a donation for when he does, of course, fix that item. No pressure there, Roger. But at this point in the service, we are going to be taking up our offering together. It would be wonderful if we could have a few people to volunteer to take the baskets round, if able to. So we're just going to be taking the baskets round, and this is a point in the service where it's to give to the work of the church, the ongoing work of the church. So if you're a visitor, please don't worry about passing the baskets by. If this is your church and you want to help continue the work of that, please do give in whatever way you feel able to. Some people give through the baskets, some people give through standing order. Details are on the screen for that. If you just check out the church website, there's more details in how to give via standing order as well. And we very much appreciate anything you can give to the work of the church. But at this point in the service, I'm going to hand over. I was just, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just admiring him, yeah. Of course.
Don't go far. Hang on, I've got my password wrong.
Stuart, can you stick it on the lectern one? Thanks. Brilliant. Welcome, folks. I'm here to talk a little bit about our holiday club. Hang on a second. I'm not ready. I'm not fully dressed.
Just while Jamie gets dressed. It's very impressive, isn't it? Hats off to you. Just one more reminder, if we could clear the chairs at the end of the service for Holiday Club, that would be brilliant. Thank you.
Someone said to me earlier, oh, you look like a chef. I thought, I hope so. a bit disappointing if I didn't. So very briefly, our Holiday Club this year, starting this week, is starting Tuesday, running through till Friday. will be just 2 hours, starting at 10, going till 12. Really great fun, really action-packed morning, lots of fun. Anyone who's been involved or had kids that have been involved in the past knows that these are lots and lots of fun. And our theme this year, we always have a theme, and our theme is all about cooking and food. I know, who came up with that idea? Not pointing the finger anywhere. Couple of verses which underpin everything we're doing in the Holiday Club and also underpin everything we want to talk about and reflect on this morning in our family service. How about this? This is all in God's Word. Put your hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our hard work and earning. No? What does it say?
Enjoyment.
One more time. One, two, three.
Enjoyment.
He richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. This is our God. Another brilliant verse. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we were going through Acts. But God was always there doing the good things that prove he is real. He gives you rain from heaven and good harvests at the right times. He gives you plenty of food. Hallelujah. And fills your hearts with joy. This is our God. And in John 10:10, we read, the robber comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have
life.
A great full life. Isn't that amazing? Or in other words, you put those last two together. In other words, God gives us good things, including food, and wants us to have a great full life. That's the message I hope that you take away this morning. That's the message I hope that the kids this week at Holiday Club will be taking away. It's going to be lots of fun. But it wouldn't be a Holiday Club without a song. And it wouldn't be a Holiday Club song if that song didn't have actions now, would it? So at this point, I'm going to invite our resident action czar. No. Look, did you see the fear on his face there? I live for moments like that. Nick, could you do the... So, if you come round... Don't be shy, I won't bite. You've knocked my thing off now. So, the lyrics to the song... Oh, Juliet, front and centre, please. We're going to show folks how to do this. So, it goes like this. It's, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Repeat. Okay, you got that. And then we've got, the verses are, we want the fruit of the Spirit. Do that again. That's beautiful, wasn't it? Listen, the fruit of, no, it's for breath. That's right, for breath. Okay. We want the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. Yeah? Fantastic. You're all going to have to do this, by the way. So get warmed up. Make us give us the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. Brilliant. And then taste and see that the Lord is good. Next verse. Give us the bread of heaven. Right, bread.
Like storing the bread, storing the loaf.
The bread of heaven. Make us fishers of people. Now, if you're standing in a row, people is like that, isn't it? People.
Oh.
What are we doing? Good. No rehearsals. Can you believe it? No rehearsals. Or if you can turn, you can do, that's it, people, people. Look like Wonder Woman. I remember that. You spin at that point and, yeah, don't fall off. Give us the bread of heaven, make us fishers of people, or people, and then taste and see that the Lord is good. Repeat. And then the bridge, your love is sweet, or God's love, heart shape, is sweeter than honey. Big smile. God's love is sweeter than honey. Yeah? Repeat. You all got that? Excellent. You know it as well as we do. That's fantastic. I'm going to hand over... Now, all the band are going to show you how it's done. They're excellent at actions. Fantastic. That's later. That's next one. Okay. Let's all stand up together.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
Let's do that again.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
What's the next bit?
Get one of the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. We want the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
What's the next bit?
Give us the bread of heaven. Make us fishers of people. Give us the bread of heaven. Make us the fishers of people. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
It's the bridge. Your love, God's love.
God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter, sweeter.
Little dance, little clap. How you doing? We're gonna go back. First verse again, that's it.
Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Last time.
Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
There we go. Give yourself a big round of applause.
Awesome. Dave, if you can.
How'd you follow that, mate? I know. I'm afraid there's not going to be any more actions from me. Oh, I know. It was a spoil sport. That was fantastic. Okay. So we're going to continue now.
Brilliant.
Right, so if you are able to, again, if you want to, please stand and join us.
Good breath. Your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me, that fast till I found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Savior, in Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, band. We're starting to approach food time. Almost there, folks, almost there. Today, I just want to set the scene a little bit for you. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus is walking along and his disciples are walking along with him, and it's the Sabbath day. It's their equivalent of Sunday. It would have been Saturday for them, but for us it would be like going on Sunday. And his disciples are just walking through this cornfield and they're picking bits of corn and they're eating the grain because they're a bit hungry, obviously. But there's this law that's grown up. There's this rule that's grown up that you're not allowed to do any work on the Sabbath. And hang on, isn't picking crops, isn't that like work? You're not allowed to do that on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees, the people who are kind of like the hardcore policemen of the law, they say, you can't be doing that. And they have this whole kind of altercation with Jesus. Can I have my PowerPoint up, please? And Jesus comes back with these amazing words. In just one second, it'll come up. Yeah. Jesus says this: the Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. It wasn't that there's this kind of pristine thing hanging in the air called Sabbath or holiness or whatever, and that's kind of hanging in the air and you have to serve that. It's no, that is there for you. It's there for you. It's to make your life better. It's to help you. It's to heal you. It's to make you whole. The Sabbath was made for humankind, for you to be everything that God wants you to be. It's not a day about "you are not allowed" in capital letters. It's a day, and in Matthew's version, it adds this point about if you understood about this bit in the Bible where it talks about, you know, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. A little extra bit that Matthew's version of this story adds. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I don't want this hardcore, must try harder, must do more, must be better, must get my act together, must do this, must do that, constantly beating ourselves. He doesn't want that. He wants mercy. He wants love. He wants grace. And so today, we're going to make ice cream, of course, because you knew that was coming. That's the obvious link. You see, the story they were telling was starting to oppress people. The story they had about Sabbath was oppressing people. It wasn't about helping them. They'd lost the story. They'd lost the point. So, okay, what is the point? What is the story? What is this all about? So what I'd like you to do now is on these tables here, we have got cups like this. And I want you to make a Knickerbocker glory. And there was a pun in there about Nick, wasn't there? But roll with me, he's left, he's getting the ice cream, because we didn't want it to melt. On the tables, you've got different flavoured sauces. I think there's chocolate over there, there's strawberry, there's bubble gum for some reason over here. Takes all sorts. There's spray cream, there's all sorts of fruit and sprinkles. If fruit is more of your thing, then lots of very sweet stuff. There's all sorts of great stuff here. So have a look and side and see. And I want you to make something that you really like. If you don't like any of it, draw a picture. I don't know. Come, you know, sing a song in your head. I don't know. Hopefully there is something here and you can make some sort of concoction in your cup that you will enjoy. There should be spoons here. So for the next 5-10 minutes, make yourself an ice cream sundae or some sort of fruit, cream, whatever you like sort of combination. We should have, now we've got vanilla. We have got a dairy-free alternative, haven't we? So that'll be, where are you going to put the dairy-free? This table is going to have the dairy-free ice cream thing. And then we've got vanilla, we've got strawberry, we've got chocolate, and I think we've got Neapolitan as well. So if you want a combination of strawberry, chocolate and vanilla, but you don't want to have to go to 3 different stations, convenience, there you go. There's Neapolitan. So get up, move around, chat, have fun, make yourself a lovely ice cream sundae. While I'm talking, feel free to come and get some seconds or carry on getting your first if you haven't had a first yet. I'm just going to run through a couple of ideas. So when we talk about going on holiday, and having a holiday, we use different words. I was wondering this week where all these different words come from. So the first word that we use a lot is vacation. If you think about it, vacation comes from the word vacate. Literally, it means go away, you know, to vacate a space. So this is where you usually are. And when we go on vacation, we should take ourselves away from that usual space. Which when you think about in the modern way of working, where we've got like all our email and our communications on our phones and that sort of thing, it really brings it into perspective. We need to sometimes get away from our normal place of work. It can be so difficult, though, can't it, with the modern way of working? So vacation is important. Another word, leisure. Anyone know where the word leisure comes from? Any Latin scholars? The word leisure comes from the Latin word licere, which means, it's the same word that we get license from. Like you get a license to do something. So leisure kind of means to give permission. That's interesting, isn't it? So our leisure time is when we are given permission. I wonder, who gives us that permission? Who are we asking for that permission from? You're allowed to do what you want to do, not what you have to do. How much of our leisure time is spent doing things we've got to do? We need leisure. I love this next word. This is what recreation. But if you think about it, it's really obvious what recreation means. It means re-creation. When we have recreation time, we are recreated. We are created anew. We should be. We need time for recreation. We need time to be recreated, to be made anew. But remade as what? Remade into what? Remade into what image, I wonder? This next one, holiday. Everyone knows where the word holiday comes from, surely? Holy day. Yes, a holy day. Hang on a second. So there are times that should be holy. And obviously in the past, that was like certain festivals, certain church festivals like Christmas and Easter were holidays. But there are times that we should make that are holy days, holy times. So this isn't just a time to, you know, sit on a beach. Wait, think about this. If you go on holiday, you're not only enjoying holy time, but you're also making a holy space. You're on holy ground. You might be lying by a pool. You might be somewhere where it's warm, but that can be holy ground. God requires us to have holy time. Time where we acknowledge that we are more, that there is more, that we are more than just our material lives. We have a connection with the cosmos, a connection with something bigger than ourselves. If we are truly experiencing what it means to have holiday, then we should be experiencing a connection with something greater than ourselves. I think all of these are great words. They're fine words. They're really helpful words. But we will not do them well. We will not understand them well if we don't understand in what they are rooted in. And the word they are rooted in, I believe, is this word, Sabbath. The idea of Sabbath is revolutionary. It should take us to a very deep place. It's revolutionary in the truest sense of the word. Think about it. In the natural, every creature, every human being, every plant is every day just in pursuit of the things that continue the processes of life. You know, breathing, eating, reproducing, repeat, just keeping going, just keeping on being alive. Food, shelter, water. It's the machinery of life. But when we engage in Sabbath, we refuse to say that. We refuse to believe that we are a machine. We declare that I am not a machine and that my life and myself are about more than simply continuing to live biologically. I declare that I exist to connect with something higher when I am engaging in Sabbath. I exist to connect with something beyond myself. And that we're also declaring when we get our heads around Sabbath that fullness of life is simply not achieved without it. You can have all those other things, but you will not experience fullness and wholeness of life until you get that last thing, until that becomes the pattern around which you shape yourself. Sabbath is about rest. But rest, so it's rest from something and also rest in something. But what? But who? Sabbath is about rest. That's where the Hebrew word literally means rest. But rest from and rest in what and who? Sabbath is a profoundly challenging declaration that should reorient us on a regular basis. Remember what I started off by saying? They'd lost their story. They'd lost their point. We need to take time every week to remember the story that we're living in. You are not a machine. And living like you are a machine is profoundly unhealthy. It's toxic. You live to connect with something greater than yourself. You exist in a bigger story. When we take Sabbath, we take time to notice the story that we're telling. We take time to notice the story we're living in. And if necessary, if that's a rubbish story, tell a better story. Live a better story. I've got a couple of quotes very quickly. Sabbath is a time to receive silence and let it deepen into gratitude. One to really ponder on. Sabbath is the refusal to let one's life be defined by production and consumption and by the endless pursuit of private well-being. It's a refusal to live by the way of the world, in other words. Sabbath affords a rest by which we are not so much restored as restoried. We tell a better story. We take time to take and tell a better story. So, why are we eating ice cream? I have a theory. Ice cream is the ideal Sabbath food. And I know some people grew up being told that they couldn't eat ice cream on a Sunday because it was the Sabbath. I want to just break those chains in Jesus' name. I want to declare to you that ice cream is a perfect Sabbath food. And here's why. Because ice cream is never about the most efficient means of biological sustenance, is it? There are many more efficient ways to get your daily nutritional intake, to get your carbs up even. Ice cream is not about efficiency. It's about celebration. It's about creativity. I hope you enjoyed creating something that was uniquely you and was fun and was all about what you like. Ice cream, especially an ice cream sundae, but I would argue all ice cream, is about stopping and tasting and smiling and enjoying. Remember where we started with that scripture about the enjoyment of life? It's the absolute opposite of productivity and pressure and performance. I must eat ice cream more efficiently. I must work harder at my Sunday skills. Well, maybe if you work in an ice cream parlor, maybe you do. But for most of us, it's just about enjoying the moment. In a material and rational sense, we don't need ice cream, I guess. We don't need it in order to sustain the human species. But that's a bit like saying, we don't need 400,000 estimated species of beetle. Do we, really? Do we really need 400,000 different species of beetle? Don't jump ahead to the punchline. Or maybe we don't need to be moved to tears by an exquisite piece of music. Or maybe we don't need to be awed into silence just by looking at the sunset on Bognor Beach. Maybe we don't need any of those things. Or maybe that's exactly what we need. That's exactly who we are. God has made us for enjoyment and mystery and transcendence and awesomeness. So eat ice cream and praise the Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Dave, let's worship, shall we, buddy? Awesome. Just as Dave and the guys are coming up, I want to share with you a prayer. Anyone listen to the Lectio 365 app? If you listen to Lectio 365 on a Sunday, they have a different prayer for a Sunday. Just listen to this prayer. I hope it just captures far better than I could and much more succinctly everything I've been trying to get across to you today. May this day bring Sabbath rest to my heart and my home. May God's image in me be restored and my imagination in God be restored. May the gravity of material things be lightened and the relativity of time slow down. May I know grace to embrace my own infinite smallness in God's infinite greatness. And may God's word feed me and his spirit lead me into the week and into the life to come. Amen.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. Great. If you are able to, do please stand and join me. Shake off those ice cream fatigue. Lethargy. Let's put our voices into action. Let's put our hearts, or let's open up our hearts, and let's just put our focus on the Lord. And let's give him the praise this morning. Praise the name. Praise the name. Forevermore, for endless days, we will sing your praise, O Lord. Oh Lord, our God. Let's worship, church.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient sea. By every stone, Messiah still, and all alone.
Come on, church, I'll praise.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore, for endless days. We will sing your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God. Then on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trample his name forever.
voices. Oh, praise the name.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name.
Beautiful church.
Forevermore, for endless days, we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Oh, praise the name.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore, for endless days. We will sing our praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Oh, praise the name.
Oh, praise the name.
Days we will sing your praise, O Lord, O Lord, our God. Lord, you are our God. We just lift this up to you, Lord. For there is none greater, there is none mightier than you. You are over absolutely everything. You have everything in your hand. So I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, let your will be done in our lives. Put your plan, the plan that you have for every single one of us, into place. And Lord, we look to you because we know we can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives us strength. We can do everything. All we need to do, Lord, is to look to you. Put our trust in you. So therefore we do, Lord. And throughout this week, throughout our lives, Lord, we keep our eyes focused on you. We pray that you empower us by your Spirit, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit. Use us in our communities. Use us in our families, Lord. Let the love and light of Jesus Christ shine through us for this week, with the kids, with the holiday club, Lord, within our workplaces, within our families. Lord, put your plan into place. And we thank you, God, for the work that is going to be happening in this community, in Jesus' name.